tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, it's the time of the week you've anxiously been awaiting. It's a time for the culinariest and the cleverest, most riveting and the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. We are the, not just, we are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands, streamed around the world to 42 states and 18 countries. Not that we brag at all, but our flagship station is Atlanta, Georgia's News Talk Giant. Or is that Giant? I don't know. Try to sound. Well, I don't care. AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at, can you believe it, PCB Cigars in Panama City Beach, Florida. My friends, you are at home, wherever you are around the great fruited plains, probably chilly, probably cold, probably uncomfortable. But we are down here at Panama City Beach where we share your misery.
Nope.
It's almost 70 degrees. We've got a beautiful, partly sunny day. We've got a brisk northeasterly breeze out of the northeast. But the one thing we can say that you can't is we are but a mile from the Gulf of Mexico. The beautiful powder white sugar sands of Panama City Beach. It's the incredible, amazing turquoise waters that turn into emerald green waters as you're laying there soaking in this amazing sunlight. And Chef and a Fat Man is here in the incredible parking lot of PCB Cigars. Can you tell me, Chef Eric,
yes,
what does a PCB stand for in PCB Cigars?
That would be Panama City Beach.
Peter, very good.
I'm telling
you, you're not just a great chef. You are a leviathan when it comes to the English language. But anyway.
A sea monster?
Yes. But anyway, my friends, we are here celebrating an event that is very, very near and dear to our hearts. This is something that we have been doing. This is our second major event. This is for homeless veterans, their families, at Christmas time. And we couldn't have done it without Peter and Rinku Shah, PCB Cigars, John Wilson, John Kittner, and also the amazing VFW Triple Nickel, they call it. We couldn't do it without DogTags.com. Chef Eric, the community of Panama City Beach has come together for this first of which we hope is an annual event to help our veterans' families who are homeless at Christmas time.
You know what? And they work so hard at it. We've seen John here.
Oh, my God.
I mean, nonstop, just giving his time, giving of his money, his efforts, his everything for this cause. And, I mean, it's just humbling to see that.
To give you a picture, we are on 98, which runs east and west along the fringe of the Gulf down here in the Florida, famed panhandle of Florida. We're about 50 miles from Destin, which would be 50 miles east of Destin. The Panama City Beach, of course, has gone by many names, but it's a beautiful city with great people. But the cigar shop sits literally on Highway 98. You may be able to hear some of the motorcycles at all cruising by us because we're literally a stone throw away. It's a beautiful yellow freestanding building, a massive parking lot. We've got table. We've got the Chef and a Fat Man table at the edge of the building closest to Highway 98, which is also called Back Beach Road, and they've got several other names for it, but we just call it Highway 98. We're at the edge.
And by the way, on the other side is Front Beach Road.
Yes, or Peachtree Road. Yeah. But anyway, right next to us is the famed Cigar Aficionados from Ashton Cigars, where you can trust your taste. L'Aurora, the first Dominican cigar factory since 1903. Right next to them, GTO, I'm trying to see who's got the best swag and who will influence the fat man with the most bribery, because Chef's too busy. But anyway, they're lined up alongside Peter Shaw's building, PCB Cigars, right behind, and just looking towards the Gulf, you've got the Bud at Bud Light tent set up as we are having social lubrication extraordinaire. Beautiful tables. We've got incredible tents. We've got thousands of dollars in raffles and giveaways. It's all about the veterans. And, of course, we would not be here if it weren't for our incredible sponsors like the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, they're the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions, my friends. If it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Whole Foods, my friends, you know Whole Foods. Who doesn't? It's the place where value matters. Their 365 brand is outstanding. It is very, very reasonable price. But more importantly, you save all the money without getting all the nasties. Whole Foods. Well, you know, we, of course, have to mention, we always save the best for last. Best as far as our wicked, wicked habits, which we call great, great comfort. It is cigars. And this has become, Chef Eric, like our sister store.
Absolutely. Whereas we have Cutters down in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Up in Alpharetta, Georgia. See, you're up, down now.
Down, whatever.
Up, down. Well, you know. But anyway, Cutters Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia. It is your portal to the world. Portal of great cigars. Portal of great friends you have yet to meet. And a portal of great cigar selections. And, you know, we introduced two real giants in the cigar business. Russ Sutton from our store in Alpharetta, of which I am the humble but gentle ambassador. And we introduced him to Peter Shaw, who is literally the 500-pound gorilla of the cigar business. We put those two giants together, and Peter came up to our huge cigar event in Atlanta, and we are down here supporting his huge event for veterans. And in a little while, you'll get to actually hear from the man himself. And there's several words you must know when you know Peter Shaw. Pignone, pignone, pignone. But for those of you who are Domino's players, you'll know what we're talking about. But this is really an incredible event, Chef Eric. And I know we both had so much going on. We got Michael the Whip Holst with us today, manning the engineering table with his back to 98. And I think we pretty much set the stage. The beautiful tables, the beautiful tents, big grassy parking lot behind us.
Yep.
Chef Eric, this is ready to be a great event.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited about it. Not only is the community going to turn out, but we've got the support of the vendors that have come by. The VFW has done an amazing job setting everything up. Even the tent guy, the fellow that provided the tents, he gave them such a huge discount. It's very kind. So really great to see all that coming out for the event.
And I also want to give a great shout out to Georgia State College, and that's 90.7 FM and HD, by the way, and to Renee Peoples and to Carrie Dieter Sr. Renee Peoples is the marketing associate for the radio station, and they, get this, is a college campus radio station, right?
Now, hold on, you said Georgia State. I think you meant
Gulf State.
Gulf Coast State.
All right, Gulf Coast State. I'm sorry, Coast State. But do you realize that's a college campus with a radio station, and they have a Veterans Hour?
That's wonderful.
Each and every week, Carrie Dieter explains to the veterans all the issues that concern veterans, and there are many. And he invited us on his show this week, so we could discuss this incredible event. My friends, we're getting ready to start. Chef Eric's got the chopping hopping. He's got the knives popping. And I'm getting the 30-second cue from Michael the Whip Holst. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating our veterans and helping our veterans who are troubled mentally and physically. That's what we do here at Chef and a Fat Man. We take it to the streets of Panama City Beach and PCB Cigars, baby.